have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two.
Blood Brothers. The Jewel. David Benton. Beyond Defense in the building. This is what y'all want?
Yeah.
You gon' get it.
It don't bother me, hating on.
It don't bother me, faking on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, hating on.
It don't bother me, faking on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, running on.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. The way smiling red, cause I'm a thoroughbred. Every word that I said I kept. You slept on me, the government stepped on me. My homies just left on me. Nobody but mama died, daddy stressed, kids too. You would know what I've been through if you did a bit too. Don't think that you know me, cool, you went through the same school. Showing you chain gang and became a dang fool. I ain't cool, but still I don't blame you. I'm not the same dude. I'm winning, it can't lose. Never be gangster or thug, but I did pop a slug when I was selling drugs in the slum. On the inside of Knoxville, homies, they got killed. Just because I'm not a killer don't mean that I'm not real. God told me my purpose, I was nervous and got chills. Survivor, striving, that's why I'm not bothered.
It don't bother me, hating on.
It don't bother me, faking on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, hating on.
It don't bother me, faking on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, running on. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
They hated the haters. You ain't getting no papers. See you later to haters. Yes, I'm a soul taker. Yeshua come save us. Y'all haters keep talking and talking and talking. More talking ain't gonna do nothing. You just keep on walking and walking. More talking ain't down for no sparking. Can't roll with the chosen, so you should go park it. Oh. You really ain't about it, you just like the music. Get up out of the way, let the jewel go on and do it. This ain't a dream, I was put on a scene, fill a steam with a smack in my hand. You think you can judge me, this clay, this vessel, got soldier, this man? I stand on the rock and it's heavy and steady, that's right that I stand. I'm telling you fam, I ain't choosing to do this, so this all I got planned. No, I don't care what you talking about, low-key capping, what it be about. I hear the devil coming out your mind like no, no. Nah, we don't play cover from the side. Too blessed to be strapped, we don't even care what you talking about.
It don't bother me, hating on.
It don't bother me, faking on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, hating on.
It don't bother me, faking on.
It don't bother me, running on.
It don't bother me, running on. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is your host, your main man, the coach, David Benson, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right, I'm smiling. I woke up this morning. I'm right here talking to you guys right here on Beyond the Radio. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you. And you know what I'm saying? You know how it is. We tell you this every week. When we get up here, we just go right into it. Why? Because we know we already prayed for. We already know the energy keeps going and going and going. And by the time it gets to us, we already covered. So that's why we can just go on in. That's how powerful the prayers are through this network of relations. Shout out to the family. We love you. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank every last one of you guys. All you guys, all you transformers, transformation of the mind, tuning in right here every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to be right here with us for 1 hour so we can bless you, because guess what? You bless us right back. That's right. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The infamous, the award winner of 2017, Gospel Choice Awards, and many more, Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. So cold. And I'm smiling.
Hey.
Hey, Coach David.
I'm all right. I'm A-okay. That's right. How have you? Oh, I know you have had a busy week. Yes,
yes I have.
Of course.
I have. Well, first, let me give a shout out to, I Made It Tour is really doing some amazing things out there. So I do want to give a great big shout out to all the venues and to the venues to come. But I do want to spend this time to give a great big shout out to my family, if I can, first and foremost. We had our third annual Cousins Weekend. And so for those of you who may not know what this is, you have heard me talk about it over the past few years. But we have a Cousins Weekend, an annual weekend where we come together as, and this is all of my female cousins, we get together and we actually do a weekend together in different parts of the world. And so, Coach David, we're at a point now where I have to keep like location secret. So I'm not even going to say where we go or where we are, but we have to, kind of keep those things undercover. But we go all over the world. And so this weekend was that weekend. And I got to say where it first started, I had to remind my mom this morning, Coach David, really quickly before we go to our next guest. But I had to remind her the reason it started was because one of my cousins, who I call brother, he passed away almost 3 years ago. And we realized that we hadn't been spending that time together with one another. Life has really gotten the best of us. You know, you're young. You do crazy things. You do things to hurt one another. And we were just allowing time to slip from us. And so after he passed away, we decided we were going to come together more often. And so everyone living in different parts of the world, we decided to come together one time a year. So this weekend was that weekend. You can see all of the photos on the Beyond the Fence Facebook page at BeyondTheFence.ent. All of the will be there in Beyond the Radio. You can catch some of the reels and all that stuff from our weekend there as well. So, yep, had a great weekend, Coach David.
Awesome, awesome. And I seen it too. I said, oh, man, they look like they're having so much fun, you know. All I could do is just root from afar because I know how important it is. I understand you on the tour. I do because, you know, we stay busy. You know, our time is valuable. We always teach that in all our classes, how time is valuable. No one on the planet really have a right to say they bored. You know, they can be on the pen. You can put that in your mind and make yourself bored. You only bored because you were choosing not to be productive. And we always tell people that, you know, you never have an excuse to say I'm bored. There's always literally something to do. There's times to go to sleep, rest properly. And we understand that from you, Coach Shay, you're doing a lot of things. And it's a blessing to see how blessed your continued, you know, what's in your life, you know. It's been really an inspiration to a lot of people out there. So, you know, I appreciate you, and I salute you with both hands.
I salute you with both hands, Coach David.
Yes. So, Maestro, you already know we about to go to our next co-host. So, can I get a drum roll? The funny, the comedian, the unoffensive song, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building. Coach Shay, man, when you sign my prosthetic, man, you on the tours, man, you need to sign. I need your autograph. Sign my prosthetics, please. Sign both of them. You know what I'm talking about, man? Hey, for real.
I got you, Tommy Two Toes.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay, man. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Tommy Two Toes, man, how have your week been, my brother? We ain't seen you.
Well, it was very eventful. Hey, it was very eventful, man. I had cabin fever, man. So I came out, man, you know, and I went and I wanted to play ball, but I know I couldn't do it because I ain't athletic. So I went to the pool room, my favorite pastime, and some things transpired, man. I'm shooting pools. Then somebody challenged me, and, you know, I had to give them the business, you know what I'm talking about. Man, it was black-on-black crime. Next thing I know, NAACP show up, and It wasn't even close, dog. It was about like me playing you in basketball. It sounds good, but it's gonna be a bad outcome. You know what I'm talking about?
You beat him bad, brother.
I beat him so bad, I don't believe they'll ever come on a pool table again. You understand what I'm talking about? So, I decided, man, let me go ahead and do something positive. I gave him some coaching lessons. You know what I'm saying? I gave them a little bit. But they never challenged me again, and never underestimate the power of the prosthetics. Yeah, you know I'm saying so.
That's right.
I went.
That's right.
I went and let them know that BDF was in the building. You know what I mean? So,
come on now.
Right.
Better recognize.
Yeah.
So that's how my weekend went, man. Is I did a lot of writing, but in between that, I had to, you know, give out a couple pool lessons. So that's pretty much how my weekend
was. Beautiful thing. That was a beautiful thing, man.
How was your weekend?
It was very productive. Man, you know what, man? I spent time with my daughter and my mom, and you know. I do that a lot, man, you know, being locked up, being incarcerated for 13 years, 2 months in a week. You know, my other kids, they're adults, and they grew up without me. So, you know, I always try to make it my business, man. My sister had passed away while I was incarcerated, you know, in 2010. And, you know, it was just like, wow, man, it was just to come home and actually see her tombstone. It was just something that I never could imagine. And,
right.
You know, man, so I realized, man, all these years passed. My mother, you know, she aged. My father, he aged. And I didn't get a chance to raise my kids up. So now I have my daughter, man. It's like I feel it's a heavy responsibility on me. And it's a beautiful thing just to actually be able to be there for her since birth and just actually watch her grow right before my very eyes and be there. And then all the time, I can't never make up that time, man, you know, being with my mom. But, you know, my mom's blessed. She'll be 75 this year in October. Yeah, just still have my mother around. So I always hang out with my mom, you know what I'm saying? They like, man, you a mama's boy. And I was like, absolutely. Why wouldn't I be?
You know what I'm saying? My mama's born. I'm a dad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I make it my business, you know what I'm saying, to be productive and do the right thing. So that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I always do, man. That's my life. It's not even difficult. That's just what my life is about. So it's a blessing. So, you know, man, we're going to go ahead and start the show. Coach Shay Samuels, it's on you.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, welcome back, everyone. We want to thank you again for tuning in. Shout out to Elation Radio and all the listeners who tune in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. and the Beyond the Fence family. We just want to say that we appreciate you guys for tuning in and all of the special guests that text us in and out the show and after the show, let us know that you're tuned in. Want to give you a great big shout out as well. Last week we were talking about Job. We were coming out of Job 1. And just to preface the conversation tonight, the topic tonight, we really were talking just about how we see things and how we always say this Job experience is one that, you know, it says we always say when we're getting things taken away from us or when, oh, the enemy's stealing all of our stuff. And, you know, I'm in my Job experience right now. The enemy's taking all of my stuff. And as I was going through some of my own personal challenges in life, the way that this revelation came to me, I wanted to share it with everyone last week. And it got so good, we just had to bring it into this week. So if you are just tuning in and did not make it last week, we're coming out of Job 1. And we're talking about how we see the trials and tribulations that we go through. Tommy Two Toes, you know, last week we were talking about how everyone saw Job as just his items being taken away. And this revelation I got was what was happening as the items were being taken away from him. What was happening to the people around him? And the word that we came up with was exposure. So we wanted you guys to see from our perspective, and again, our revelation ain't always the right revelation. We don't want people to be like, oh, that's not how it was. I'm telling you from my perspective how this thing really blessed me, and I want to bless you guys. We want to bless you guys in that same way. And so you know the story. We'll go ahead and go into
it. It's definitely right to us.
It's definitely right to us. Yes, it's right to us. It's right to us, and that's why I said it's my revelation and it blesses me. And so I want to take this time out for you guys to get the same revelation, because we know what we talk about on the show may not be something that you might think about, because everybody's cliche, Coach David. It's, you know, when you hear Job, you only think about your stuff being taken. So I'm going to challenge you guys to hear this tonight again as we begin to progress into this, this scripture. I want you guys to hear it again from this perspective, that not only was his stuff being taken away, but the people around him were being exposed. And so we had left off reading the scripture. I'm going to go ahead and go back to it. It says, in the land of Uz, there lived a man who was named Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and he shunned evil. So what we said last week was, for all you Bible thumpers and for all of the people who feel like you are living an upright life and can't nothing touch you, oh, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, the devil better not come over this way. Well, here's in the scripture where it says that God sent Satan Job's way. And it says that he was blameless and he was upright and he feared God and shunned evil. That's a lot of ends, Coach David. It also says he had seven sons and three daughters. And he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 donkeys. And he had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man.
Jay-Z didn't have nothing on him. Jay-Z had nothing on Joe. Nothing. Here was Kanye. Get your money up, Jay-Z. Get your money up. Job got it.
Listen, for all of the people who, like, I got a big old bank account, I got a big old house, I'm riding in a Benz, I'm riding in a Bentley. Listen, it said that Job had 500, it said that Job owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and he had a large number of servants. So that means he had a lot of followers, y'all. It means he had a lot of followers. So for everybody out there, I got 10,000 followers. I got 10,000 people connected. You know, my armor bearers. And we're not dissing nobody. We're not really trying to point you out what you're saying.
Get your sheep game up out there. Get your sheep game up.
Hey, I dated several donkeys. Does that count?
But you get what I'm saying? So it says that he was upright. He had a lot of everything, and he had followers to boot, and it said he was the greatest man amongst all the people of the East. Can I tell
That's
y'all,
right.
Job had trial and tribulation. It wasn't
yes.
enough for God to stop Satan from saying, have you considered? And although Job himself could not be touched, the things around him were. So for y'all who were saying, all of my stuff is being taken, listen, I'm going through my Job experience. Let me show you as we read further in the scripture how Job, how God started to expose the people around Job. It said in verse 4, his sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts, not with their mouths. They never came out and said, I curse God. He said, perhaps. Even the assumption caused him to go out in prayer for his children. A lot of us, we think, okay, I'm going to pray over my child every day. I'm going to send my, you know, my child need to fall flat on their face for the Lord. Job knew what was going on. As the greatest man and having everything on the East Coast, look, he was on the East side. He knew
right.
what was going on, yet he still went in and purified. And it said that this was Job's regular custom. And his stuff, can I ask the question, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes? So all the stuff that
Please.
He was doing upright, you mean to tell me God didn't say, leave that man alone? Y'all got to get this. Y'all got to get this. Because when we say blessed and highly favored, what the Lord was showing us in this passage as a bonus was this man was blessed and highly favored, even in the trial and tribulation. Coach David, you got anything
yes.
before I go on to verse 6?
Yes, absolutely. I love what you said on that, because this is what people got to understand. If you notice in the beginning with Job that the devil, that angel, the devil, you know, ex-angel, of course, he is accompanied by, you know, God's current obedient angels, right? The ones who didn't fall, right? He was accompanied by that. Understand, they already knew him, remember? Because it was a fight in heaven. The dragon, his angels, right? Michael and his angels. So these angels knew who this angel was, who got kicked out. He was accompanied. But one thing about it, God did not want to say, what are you doing up here? I rebuke you in the name of me. He didn't do that not one time. He held his poise. He used his intelligence. Why? Because he's God. He's got wisdom. All he said was, oh, hey, man, what's up with you? You know, you going to and fro. I see you. Where were you been? He talked to him sensible. He talked to him with sense. And that's the maturity level that we all need to start getting up to and understanding. Just because people are different from you and people are not like you, guess what? They don't supposed to be. It's over 8 billion people on this planet. That's 8 billion different personalities. That's 8 billion people see the world through their own lenses. We have to come to a level of maturity. And that's what I want people to understand. You can go ahead, Coach Shay.
And just to add to that, too, you know, when we say God knows all, God knew who Satan was. So if God knew who Satan was, even at that time, like you said, he didn't say, get behind me, Satan. He didn't do everything that we do when we become overly religious. It does nothing. Like you said, God was definitely calm about it. He knew Satan just like he knows us. So we can't fake, we can't hide ourselves from God. Like God, you know, we say God created us. God created me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. You can't hide even your heart. It said specifically that perhaps they had sinned in their heart. Wasn't like they came out and they were just blasphemous against God. Perhaps they sinned in their heart. So I need you guys to gut check your hearts tonight as well. Perhaps they have sinned in their heart, and he was in prayer for that, what was in their heart. And so going into, I'm going to go to 8, because Coach David, you already talked about Satan coming amongst the angels. And then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright and a man who fears God and shuns evil. Tommy Two Toes, this scripture right here, verse 8 says, there is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright. It mentioned it in the beginning, so it's telling you who Job is. He's telling Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright.
Hey, Coach Shay.
Yes?
And that means Job came highly recommended.
Listen, I'm going to break this down for y'all. Have you ever thought about going to a job interview and somebody is like, you know, my friend, if you read his resume, my friend is qualified for this. So listen, God is saying Job is qualified for this job. Look, Job, job, no pun intended.
Right.
No pun intended. And so he says, there's no one on earth like him. He's blameless and upright and a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? So what that means is Satan even knows the protection that you have around you, yet God will still send. Are y'all hearing this? For all of them people that's like, Satan can't touch me. Oh, yes, Satan can. He may not be able to touch you, but everything around you. And we're going to get into that. I'm going to go ahead and move forward because we're going to come to a halftime in a minute, a music break, but I want you guys to get this, and I know it's blessing y'all. Then the Lord said to him, you have blessed the work of his hands. This is Satan saying this. You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flock and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything. This is God talking to Satan. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, have not you put a hedge around him and everything? You have blessed the work of his hand so that his flock and herd are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. How many times have we done that? How many times have we talked about being blessed and highly favored throughout the week, and then we get a flat tire and we want to curse God? God, why today? Why today? You know that I had a job interview today. You know that I needed that money today. Now, all of a sudden, you want to curse God to your face. Verse 12 goes, the Lord said to Satan, very well then, everything he has in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger. So what that meant was everything you have don't belong to God. Everybody want to say, God bless me with this. Everything you have, you might be the creation.
Now, why would God be materialistic?
Come on.
God is not materialistic. You know, and I want to say this right quick, too, before we go to our music break. If y'all notice, when Satan was talking to God, he was doing the same enticement that he did in the garden with Eve. It's like, man, that don't work here. You know, I'm God. You know what I'm saying? That same tactic don't work. And here's the thing. The most powerful part about that, men and women of God, kings and queens, listen, here's what's so unique about this type of scripture. That what goes on in our mind. We have our God mindset, and then it's being triggered by a negative mindset, which we call that devil mindset. You know what I'm saying? So you can be your high self or your lower self, and you're going to fight with righteousness and unrighteousness. And we'll have some idea, and next thing you know, a sudden doubt will come. That's the same principle.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, just because things are happening around you, you don't have to be let down in your whole life based on your circumstance, because you always have an opportunity to grow from it. Every setback is not a failure. It's an opportunity to grow. And that's what we have to understand. So when you read these, you need to read these scriptures with an open mind.
Yes.
A religious mind will keep you stagnated, but a spiritual mind will have you to transform. And you will grow, and you will see life
100% totally different. You won't look at life the same. Your life will be better. I promise you that. But with that being said, halftime. So where the music is?
Where the music is? There's so many times in life that you question what God has for you. You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day, I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you. You gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people didn't see in me,
you saw a masterpiece.
Growing up in this cold, cold world, walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school.
People barely even knew my name.
But you,
you gave me life.
Let them see the fruits of your seeds. Rocky and Creed. And the blessings you receive won't come from Hugh Breeze. You just need to stay open, yep, Jermaine Copeland. But on that same token, these words that I've spoken are to make you fly high and my stay broken.
Thinking I might not survive. Words to the wise, don't believe the lies. Told me if God created us, there's gotta be a God inside. Look in the mirror, ask yourself, is he ride or die? Tricks in my eyes, chills down my spine, now I'm alive. For the first time, nothing can stop me, don't even try. Take on the world by my lonely, you're right beside a tribe. But brothers and sisters, but they fist high when it's time to fly.
Deny. Don't need an explanation, that's for you to ask yourself. Is you gon' sink or levitate about the game with David playing? Steady tricking David playing. Wanna make you dumb so you never make your kingdom come. What they on? Time to stack and build a throne. I've been down and out so long I grew some wings with feathers on it. Ain't no opponent, this little me on me. And that little light gon' shine, put that all on G-O-D, yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of every
sign of
every
legend. More of a culture thing. When you eat,
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shea Samuels, and I'm in the building with your main man and host, Coach David Benton, and our co-host, Tommy Two Toes, BDF and Beyond the Radio comedian. If you're just tuning in, we want to say thank you so much for tuning in. The two songs you just heard throughout the music break was About Me, literally. The song is entitled About Me featuring G-Will. G-Weezy is what I call him. That is one of our newest songs. And, of course, the I Made It tour is surrounding that. The next song was Fly High, and that song was featuring Wante for President, Jay Bush, and Kobe. Mr. Kobayashi. Those guys are from Knoxville, Tennessee, again with David Benton. That song is entitled Fly High. You can get all the songs on all digital outlets. You can go get it today. Make sure you stream it. We do need to give a great big shout out quickly to our sponsors. Our first sponsor is always Paula G Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are listening and you need a voiceover for your business, your programming for radio, if you are a director, if you have a training, if you are a business owner and you have a training online and you're looking for a quality voiceover, we want you to look up Paula G Voice at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Also, if you are looking for a DJ in the Knoxville or surrounding areas, you guys and gals, look up DJ G Will. Again, G Weezy is what I call him. If you want to have a good time, y'all, please go to his page at William Faulkner. You'll see G Will in the parentheses, and make sure you guys look at the events that he's been doing. A fabulous job. Kudos to you, DJ G Will, G Weezy. You are doing a fabulous job. And if you want to book him, go to beyondthefence1@gmail.com, beyondthefence1@gmail.com, or again, look us up on Facebook at Beyond the Fence, BeyondTheFenceEnt, and we will get the information over. For those who have booked through the site, we want to say thank you so much for booking. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Hey,
Hey, Coach DB put that out. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. Listen, if you are a new business or an existing business and you are looking to do something different with your business, let's talk. Reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. We have a 100% success rate in getting people to bring their visions alive. We do have a number of things that we are offering right now. You will have to go to the Facebook page at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Make sure you like and take advantage of all the offers that we have going on right now. And everything that's there, you will be able to identify with what fits for you and your business. Let's talk at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Coach David, I'm going to give it back to you, or I'll just keep on going.
Yeah, you know what? I want to give a big shout out to we're going to introduce eventually a new artist, and this artist is an awesome human being, an awesome person.
One thing about it, the
beautiful part about Beyond the Fence, we really don't be searching for artists. We never do. And I remember Coach Shaver was like, we're not going to do any more artists. This is it. This is it. We're not doing it anymore. And, you know, it's something how you can have a person, and you just look at them as just a human being. What most artists need to understand, it has not much to do with your talent. People can create the talent. They can see something in you that's marketable, and they can, you know, bring the talent out of you. We all got, even if they got a right for you, but they it's something in you. But it's just some people who automatically have talent, but at the same time, it's just their whole character. And
yeah,
you can gravitate towards the character. You know, you like, you know what? I'd rather work with that character. Yeah, the person's talented, but that character can take you a long ways. And I'm saying that is because that's what we value the most. That is what we're doing right here on Beyond the Radio. That's what we teach, because we want you to become a better version of yourself. We really want you to think spiritually, where you become your higher self, right? Because your spirit is your thought. We want that to come out of you so you can be a better version of yourself every day. And everything that you thought you couldn't do, you'll be able to do. So just having this type of brother around whose mindset was so mature, with the prison as well, was at a difficult prison in Tennessee. It was a hard-up prison. It really is one of the hardest prisons, if not the hardest, you know, in Tennessee. And you know what? That brother went there. But the thing is, no matter what prison you go to, you keep a good character, guys will respect you. Because that's what it's about, man. People just want to do their time and go home. So just talking to this brother. This brother did. He is going from behind the fence now, beyond the fence. We will introduce him. We will have him on the show. We're going to let you hear his music. It's awesome. God friend, man. He's a king. He's a true king. So I do want to shout out to Major Life. You know, you don't know
shout
who that
out to Major
is.
Life.
Shout
out
to Major Life. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You know,
I want to give a great big shout out to his wife as well. You guys will be meeting them really, really soon, but I do want to give a great big. We cannot forget about the queen.
That's right. That's right. Shout out to the queen. So, yeah, I did want to say that. And, you know, y'all look out for this brother. He got music out right now. He got videos. But we can't wait till you hear, you know, his music that will be on Beyond the Fence. And, you know, you're going to hear a lot about the brother. So, you know, he got a good work ethic. He got what a lot of people don't bring, and that's humility.
Yeah, for sure.
Humility. So it goes a long way. So shout out to you, Major Life, man, or whether you listen or not. Shout out to you. If you're not listening, we still putting it out in the atmosphere. Shout out to you and your family, brother. Yes. Back to you, Coach Shay.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and hand the mic over to Tommy Two Toes. because we didn't really get a lot of feedback from him regarding what he heard about, you know, Joe being from the east side. I know y'all from the east side. I talk about east side a lot. So Joe being from the east side and being that $1 million, you know, the greatest man on the east side, having all these followers and all the cars and the money and all that kind of stuff. But as we started talking about Satan coming after Job's things, did anything stick out to you, Tommy Two Toes, that you might want to expound on from the first half?
Well, see, what I always do is when I go through Job, I think, what if I was Job? That would have been the shortest book in the Bible. You know what I mean? It would have been like four verses. God would have said, what do you think about Tommy Two Toes? The devil would have said, I think I'm going to check him. And then I would have been on like, well, look at it, brother. I don't believe me and you going to be cool for a minute. And that would have been in the verse because I'd have jumped ship very quickly. Man, you took my Cadillac from me. You took my prosthetic. I got my legs gone. The Bible verse has been very short, you know what I mean? So basically what I'm taking from this, let me be serious. It's hard, but let me be serious for just a little while. Basically it's like this. It don't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe what you want to call it, the thunderstorms, you know, the rain is going to come. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter how far on top of the mountain you think you may be, that rain can hit you. So don't think it can't.
Yeah.
So that's what a person is really defined by when the rain comes. And then when you're talking about the people who are affected and that type of thing, that's how you find out where you stand with somebody. Because, you know,
if you're
celebrating Taco Tuesday and you paying for tacos for everybody, tacos on me, everybody your friend. but
right.
When
right.
that one time comes and you can't pick up the tab, that's where you know
Come
where
on.
You stand with somebody.
There you have it.
So that's what I take from it.
That's
I love almost. It. And that actually is a good segue to Tommy Two Toes. Were you about to say something else?
Oh, no. I was just saying that's the only time in a way that I almost appreciate a negative situation. So that way it lets
mm-hmm.
you know who my real people are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is a good segue because we're going to read into 13 and 15 in the time that we have. 13 and 15 says, sometimes later, and you know, Tommy Two Toes, you were just talking about people having a bad day. When I read the next couple of scriptures, you're going to see how all this hit at one moment. And so for the listeners, if you relate to this, remember that if you see Job's experience only as an experience of the enemy taking your things, I want you to hear how this really went. For some of you, it might be the first time you've heard the scripture this way or broken down this way, but we got you. So 13 and 15 says, sometime later, while Job's children were having one of their parties at the home of the oldest son, a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys grazing in the field next to us when Sabines attacked. They stole the animals and killed the field hands. I'm the only one to get out alive and tell you what happened. There's always somebody that's going to come back and tell the story. Then 16 goes in and says, while he was still talking, talk about having a bad day. While he was still talking, the servant, it says another messenger arrived and said, bolts of lightning struck the sheep and the shepherds and fried them. Burned them to a crisp. Talk about having a bad day. Listen, the people around you don't have nothing to do with what's the people attached to you is what I'm going to say. The people attached to you have everything to do with what God is trying to do with you. You got to be careful with how things happen because these people are being struck and burnt to crisp because they are attached to Job. Are y'all hearing me when I say this? It says, I'm the only one to get out alive and tell you what happened. Going into verse 17, y'all, talk about a bad day. I don't want to hear nobody wake up tomorrow talking about they too tired to get out of bed because of a bad day. 17, while he was talking, another messenger arrived and said, Chaldeans coming from the three directions raided the camels and massacred the camel drivers. I'm the only one to get out alive and tell you what happened. for y'all hearing this, this is a bad day. And they coming back to back. When y'all say it's another thing after.
And imagine the ones who actually died. But imagine the ones who, think about it. The cattle got killed and the people who was just shepherding them, like they didn't even do nothing wrong. What did they sin? You get what I'm saying? So imagine their family.
They did. Yeah. 18 to 19 says, while he was still talking. So that's three messengers so far. We're on our fourth messenger. Another messenger arrived and said, your children were having a party at home of the oldest brother when a tornado swept. Listen to this, y'all. If you don't remember in the first, from 15 to 16, it said that the children were having a party at the home and Job was there. Job is no longer at the home because he is tending to the messengers coming to tell him what happened. While he's still talking, another messenger arrived and said, your children were having a party, which Job knew, at home of the oldest brother when a tornado swept in off the desert and struck the house. It collapsed on the young people and they died. I'm the only one to get out alive and tell you what happened. Job got to his feet, ripped his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground, and he began to worship. Now, Tommy Tuso, I think it was you that just said, you wouldn't have lasted.
Not at all. Not at all.
You said you wouldn't have lasted. Some of us have a bad day, and we give up quick. We forget, yeah. Coach David, you'll love this. We'll forget we blessed and highly favored.
Come on, now.
We'll forget if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? We forget I could have been dead in my grave today. We forget all of that quickly. Within a matter of seconds.
For the people in the back.
We forget. And this is not to shun you, but listen, Job was tested in a matter. And listen, we didn't even get to the health part yet. But Job was tested in so many areas of his life. Four messengers came. He lost everything that created money for him. He probably lost close friends of the people who were working as servants. They were killed, like Coach David said. How are he going to explain this to their families? Like Coach David said, it's more than just his stuff being taken. There were things attached to him. But guess what? God said, you cannot touch Job. If I could go further into the scripture, we'll just have to, we won't continue this. We were going to go somewhere else with it, but this scripture definitely is a good scripture. As the story goes on, it says that Job's wife got so frustrated with him that she said, curse God and die. How did that get exposed? Trial and tribulation. She was always that. As long as things were good, as long as they were living a lavish life, as long as they had all the oxen and the Cadillacs and everything else they had, she was good. As long as she walking down with her fur coat, she was fine. But as soon as she realized, oh, this is it. Everything that we had is gone. I can't be here no more. Why didn't she get on her knees and pray with him? It said he immediately began to worship. Why didn't she get down and begin to worship with him? She eventually said, why don't you just curse God and die? What she's saying is there's no longer any use for you in my life. God will expose the people around you in your time of trial and tribulation. I don't know how many times Coach David and Coach Tommy Tutos, I've heard somebody say they were sick on their deathbed. Nobody came to see them. How many times I've heard somebody say they were in need of food and money and nobody came to their aid? They were there for everybody else, but nobody came to their aid. Coach David, you got something?
Yes. Man, that was you taught with so much prestige and everything was just so necessary. But you know what? When I think about that, when I was talking about the families, the Bible didn't say that they sinned. Right? It didn't say that there were evil people. But think about it. They got punished. They was a part. So it's one of those things, us as mere humans would be like, man, they really would seem evil. Like, why murder innocent people? Why allow murders innocent people to get murdered? But we look at death as the end, while really God see it as the beginning. So it got to be something more to this life. So that's why this planet that we actually live on, we might as well understand how valuable we are while we're here. So that's why it's important to live life to the fullest. So they show bad things don't always happen to bad people. Think about it. Job got to live with this and don't even realize what's going on around him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He don't even realize why all this is happening to him. Right? But he knew in his heart, like, he's striving. Like, he understand that he can't control what happened. He can only control how he handled the situation after it happened. See? So things going to happen in our life, y'all. It's called life. But then how are you going to operate through them circumstances? When life come at you, are you going to blame God? Remember, God can't be tempted like that with evil, you know. But then at the same time, we can't always blame the devil either. Because what we do realize is sometimes it's our own fault. And we like to take these scriptures and twist them to fit our own narrative. So we'd be like, well, you know, I'm in my, this is what you were saying, Coach Shay, earlier. Like, yeah, I'm in my Job experience. So they saying all this bad is happening to me. It's the devil's fault, right? The devil did it. The devil did it. The devil did it. But now, now you got to hold yourself accountable. There's an accountability behind it. That's why Job's friends thought that Job had to do something wrong, because that's how we look at everything. Oh, man, things happening in your life is because you ain't close enough to God, basically. That's how we. That's how super religious we get towards one another. Well, these bad things happening to you, ain't anywhere in the world God would allow this now. God wouldn't allow this.
That's good.
Did you crying that every day, Lord? What am I doing wrong? God, what am I doing? Just talk to me, Lord. And things steadily happen. And we go out, we put it on Facebook and Instagram and tell people, you know, my cousin, you know, going through this here in a wheelchair. And then, you know, we say, well, this person, you know, they went to jail. And then this person died. And this person missed class in class. Oh, now my baby on drugs. We got all type of things that's happening around us. But it's like, we can't be condemned by what happened to somebody else. We're condemning ourselves. We think our life is cursed based on what's happening around
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In that case, we're saying God is cursing us. So how can you believe in God if God is cursing you? Then how can you believe? Really, it's hard to believe in a God when you're allowing the devil to curse you. But watch this. Job never was cursed. He was blessed.
Correct.
It was just a mindset thing. His mindset had to be developed to be able to go through the turmoil he was going through. So when we have life lessons and we got to walk through this life every day, it's in your mental. If you have a high level way of thinking, you're going to understand. You're going to look to the spiritual realm. And when you look to the spiritual realm, you can foresee the future. Because guess what? You're going to dictate that future. You are the God of your life as well. Why? Because you made his image and his likeness. So God gave you that greatness inside you. And you can look to the spiritual realm, which is thought, and think about it and say, you know what? I'm going to get past this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're made in God's image and God's likeness. So everything that you was taught in Scripture, now you got to actually walk it out. That's when your faith is being tested. Because you got to walk
yes.
out what you say you believe. Well, that's my closing. Coach Shay, you want to close us out?
I just want to remind everybody to make sure that you are, when you are saying the Job experience, that you realize how severe this experience was and why Job possibly was going through it. Read the scripture for yourself from Job 1 on, and just be blessed. Understand that everything around you, Coach David, you said it, it's kind of hard to come back from you, but everything around you, you know, take a look at it, check your heart, check things around you and understand that there's a strategy to why this is happening, and be blessed because of it and not defeated. Tommy Two Toes?
Hey, I'm going to leave everybody with the words of New Edition. Can you stand the rain? Because when it comes,
come
just
on,
grab
man.
The umbrella, look up, and thank God for that rain. Because it's probably going to help you grow.
That's right.
I love that.
That's right.
I love it.
That's powerful. So we appreciate you guys. Y'all stay tuned. When y'all come back next week with us right here on Beyond the Red L, shout out to the Elation family. We love you kings and queens, men and women of God. Y'all go get with us on all social media outlets. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love y'all. And with that being said, see you next week. Where the music at? Where the music?
Draw me closer to you.